SBS Radio.
The WHO has declared the worldwide outbreak of COVID-19 a pandemic. A $17.6 billion economic stimulus package is meant to keep Australia out of recession. And the Australian Formula One Grand Prix, due to take place in Melbourne this weekend, has been cancelled. This is NITV Radio News and my name is Šárka Pechová. The World Health Organization has declared the worldwide outbreak of COVID-19 a pandemic. It comes as the cases of the virus exceeded 118,000 worldwide, with more than 4,200 deaths. It's the first coronavirus to be declared a pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says while the declaration doesn't change what countries should do to contain COVID-19, the health agency is concerned by the severity and levels of the virus spread.
Pandemic is not a word to use lightly or carelessly. It's a word that, if misused, can cause unreasonable fear or unjustified acceptance that the fight is over, leading to unnecessary suffering and death.
A high school in Sydney's Blue Mountains has become the fourth in New South Wales to close over the coronavirus. Katoomba High School will be closed today after a member of the school community was diagnosed with COVID-19. The state's health department is working to identify any people the confirmed case has been in contact with. Students and staff have been told to self-isolate for the next few days while the process is completed. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has sought to assure Australians that the federal government is taking decisive action against the coronavirus outbreak. He has used a national address to detail the government's $17.6 billion economic stimulus package designed to keep Australia out of recession. The stimulus package includes one-off cash payments for welfare recipients, wage subsidies for employees to keep apprentices employed, and tax breaks for small businesses. Mr. Morrison says the government has a clear plan to protect the country from the fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I know many Australians are anxious about this, and we do still have a long way to go. But be assured, we are taking action, and we have a clear plan. The months ahead will present many challenges, but we will respond to them. We will continue to keep you updated and take decisions based on the best possible medical advice.
There have been more than 120 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Australia and 3 deaths. People who believe they may have contracted COVID-19 are advised to call their doctor before organizing an appointment or contact the National Coronavirus Health Information Hotline or 1-800-020-080. A part of Federal Parliament inquiry into economic engagement with traditional owners, members of Parliament will be travelling to Western Australia next week. The Northern Australia Committee is holding public hearings in Broome, Karratha, Newman, Port Hedland and Perth, and will hear evidence from land councils, native title holders, Indigenous business leaders, mining companies and other stakeholders. Committee Chair Warren Ench said the Northern Australia policy will not succeed unless the Indigenous population is included on the journey of economic empowerment. In its submission, the Kimberley Land Council stated that the economic development in Northern Australia must place Indigenous people at its centre. Public hearing will take place on Monday, 16th of March from 8:30 a.m. in Broome Chamber of Commerce and Industry. The UN has warned world leaders not to allow coronavirus fears to distract efforts to slow climate change. The call coincides with the release of a Climate Council's report on this summer's bushfires. The report found bushfires cost tourism at least $4.5 billion, with peak bodies saying it will take 2 years to recover lost revenue and reputation. Minister for Agriculture, Drought and Emergency Management David Littleproud responded to criticism that the relief is being hampered.
We are saying you're going to be eligible for $10,000 grants. All you have to prove is that you have 40% or more of your income taken away over a 2 to 3 month period.
Will Stephen from the Climate Council implored federal ministers to act with similar urgency to prevent such disasters from happening again.
This is a warning sign that if we keep increasing our own human emissions, the natural world is going to respond with increasing emissions, whether it's from extreme drought, fires, or other natural disasters.
A tropical low off the coast of North Queensland that's due to develop into a cyclone later today is expected to create strong winds and gales along the state's east coast. Warnings for strong winds and gales are in place from Cairns to the New South Wales border. Australia is a slightly kinder country than it has been 3 years ago, a Red Cross survey shows. The survey has found compassion appears to be on the rise, with 69% of Australians saying they care about making their communities a better place, compared to 65% 3 years ago. Overseas now. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned that many more families in the country will see their loved ones die from coronavirus in the coming months. His comments come as Britain's response to the outbreak moves to the so-called delay phase, aimed at putting off the COVID-19 peak until the summer's months. There are around 590 confirmed cases of the virus in Britain so far, and 10 people have died. Mr. Johnson says COVID-19 is the worst public health crisis for a generation.
Some people compare it to seasonal flu. Alas, that is not right. Owing to the lack of immunity, this disease is more dangerous and it's going to spread further. And I must level with you, level with the British public, many more families are going to lose loved ones before their time.
An indigenous tribe in Brazil's Sao Paulo is defying a court order by continuing to occupy land assigned to a construction company for apartment buildings. A compromise of sorts has been reached, with the community agreeing to move their demonstration to the site's entrance. In return, authorities will prevent construction work from restarting until a federal court rules in the case. To sports now. The Australian Formula One Grand Prix, due to take place in Melbourne this weekend, has been cancelled. The decision comes following McLaren's withdrawal from the event after a team member tested positive for COVID-19. The sports governing body, the FIA, met with teams last night and a majority of them voted to stop all activity at the event. And in the RLL, the Eels have kicked off the season with an 8-2 win over the Bulldogs. With a lecture 2 all-star, Reid Mahoney was able to bring victory for Parramatta in the second half. Eels coach Brett Arthur praised his team's defence despite the slow start.
I thought we'd be better with the ball, but I was really happy with the defence. We kept turning up, I was really happy with the attitude. I was really happy with their effort. It's round one, so I thought we were a bit clunky and rusty in the trials with the ball as well.
And let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, mostly sunny with a top of 35. Perth, rain developing and 28 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 25. Melbourne, windy with a late cool change and showers, 29 degrees. Hobart, showers and 23. Albury Wodonga late showers and possible storm with a top of 30. Canberra sunny and 26. Sydney mostly sunny and also 26 degrees. Brisbane possible shower and 27. Townsville partly cloudy with the tops of 32. Cairns partly cloudy with a top of 34. Darwin similar and also 34. Alice Springs sunny with a top of 37. And Torres Strait Islands today are partly cloudy. There is a 70% chance of showers and a chance of a thunderstorm. Temperature is 26 degrees. And that's all from the news today.
to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.